Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on July 6th, 2017. My guest today is REIT analyst Richard Anderson of Mizuho Securities. We're going to discuss some of the latest news from the office REIT sector. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
So, Richard, we've heard quite a bit about the challenges facing office real estate owners, really since the financial crisis. All in all, how do you think companies in the REIT space have adjusted to all the changes in the office market?
Well, I think, a lot of this is somewhat glacial. I also think, with the introduction of more productive use of space has impacted the business of the landlords of office real estate. I think productivity in some ways is a four-letter word for the REITs. But nonetheless, I think you've seen many evolve with the times. It's an ongoing process, and I think it will be a part of the thesis in terms of the headwinds that it creates for the foreseeable future. I think the office business has a tendency to be a function of the local dynamics of the local economy and what may or may not be happening there. So to paint the industry in the office sector with a broad brush, I think, is a dangerous undertaking. I think you really have to look at specific geographies, specific strategies within the REITs to really get a grasp on it. To answer your question, I think the REITs are in acknowledgement with all the changing dynamics and the supply issues that are festering around them, and I think it will be one of those sectors that you'll just sort of muddle your way through over the long haul, and you want to own the best companies and the best management teams and the best balance sheets and really focus on quality.
And the office REITs sector's total returns as a whole are up nearly 4% this year. That's pretty much in line with equity REITs, but still trailing broader market measures like the S&P 500. So do you see any runway for office REITs performance to improve in the back half of 2017?
There's nothing that stands out to me in terms of a catalyst that would suggest that. We have been leaning on the cautious side of the office sector because I think it's an evolutionary situation that stacks up incrementally, to use a word, against the office REITs, the landlords. I think that evolutionary process is very much in its at least mid innings, if not early innings, and then you tack on pockets of supply competition in important markets of the country, like New York City and Seattle and others, certainly Houston, and suddenly you have a low probability of some sort of positive catalyst that will get the thesis really moving forward in a overwhelmingly positive direction. I don't think that there's a catastrophic scenario ahead of us, but I think it's tough to sort of visualize a meaningful outperformance scenario for the office sector for the time being.
And late last month, Parkway reached a deal to sell all of its assets to the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board for $1.2 billion. And meanwhile, Government Properties Income Trust reached an agreement to purchase First Potomac Realty Trust for about $1.4 billion. So I guess I'm wondering, should we take these as harbingers of more deal-making to come in the office REIT sector, or are they more kind of one-off transactions?
I would argue that these are two one-off transactions that identify with a long-term prognosis on two specific markets, Houston and Washington D.C. Particularly Houston is a bet on the future of the fourth largest city in the country, and Washington D.C. and First Potomac's portfolio, is a different animal entirely with regard to the federal government and how that will impact the real estate landscape in that market. But you know, should we start to see deals that are less about specific market dynamics and more about a general call on the business of office real estate, then my answer probably changes. But for the time being, I don't think of these two as representative of a broad thesis on the office sector, but they're more sort of targeted situations on two targeted markets that have had their share of difficulty.
Well, thank you for joining us, Richard. Really appreciate your time.
Enjoyed it. Thanks, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For The REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.